We've had four shiurim about tree law. We've had four shiurim about water damage with neighbors. We've had four about smells and smoke. We have four about sound, doors opening, noise, traffic. So now we start a new series, mini-series, about a different type of damage that's different than all the others, and that's called Hezek Re'iya. Privacy. What rights does a person have to privacy, to prevent people from looking at what he's doing? And what rights do we have to do? What are our obligations not looking at things that we shouldn't look at? Or are there any obligations? When I go in my backyard, do I have to be careful where I'm looking? Right, that's what we'll cover in the next few weeks. Tonight we're going to specialize in a special type of Hezek Re'iya called Ayin Hara. We always hear about Ayin Haras. It's a real sugya, it's a real halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And the few cases that I saw, we could talk about a case where someone said that someone got a raise and another person gave him an Ayin Hara and he lost his job. Can Reuven tell Shimon, I want you to pay me because you made me lose my job because you gave me an Ayin Hara? Right, that's the focus on what are the rules of Ayin Hara. Right, that's what we'll do tonight. Let's see first where it comes from. So we're going to start learning the beginning of Baba Basra. Right, this will need us for the future weeks, but it'll also help for tonight. The beginning of Baba Basra, the first Mishnah, Da'at Beis HaMaral, says like this. Hashutfin sharatu lasas mechitza b'chatzir. Partners who wanted to make a mechitza in their yard. We'll see, there's two ways of understanding what that mechitza is. Bonin es hakoso be'emso. So they have to build a wall in the center of the courtyard so they each have half the land. Right, we're talking once again, two houses opening up into a common courtyard. They are now dividing it. Each one's going to have half of the courtyard. So they build a wall in the middle of it. Then the Mishnah goes on to say how wide the wall has to be. It depends on the minig of the makom. The Mishnah then goes further and says, chen begina. The same thing is with a vegetable garden. The owners agreed to divide that up. Makom shenagel ligdar, it's a place where they have accustomed to put partitions between gardens, mechayven or so. Each one can force the other one, can obligate the other one to build that partition. Avo v'vika. But if it's in a valley where they just have fields of grain, it's not a courtyard where they live, it's not a garden where they have vegetables all the time, it's a valley where they have grain. Malkum shenagel shalilingdar, if it's a place where there is a minik, where there is no minik to make a partition, ein mechayvna, so we don't obligate them to make a partition. We'll see soon why a bika should be different, why a field should be different than a garden. Now what's pshat in this mechitza? The partners wanted to make a mechitza. So there's two pshatim in the Gemara. The Gemara, the bottom of the Amud starts like this, Savrua, the Chachamim thought, my mechitza, what's mechitza mean? Guda, it's a wall. Mechitza, like we say, a mechitza in the shul. Mechitza is a wall. That would be the first pshat we would say. So, and what's the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah is saying, if the Shutfim decided to make a wall, right, they had been living without a wall, and now they decided to make a wall. So what type of wall do they make? So the Mishnah says, depending on the custom of the country where they're in, or the neighborhood where they're in, that's how thick a wall they have to make. So the Gemara is medayik like this. Time of the Ratzu. The only reason they one can force the other to make the wall, or they are making the wall to start with, is because they both agreed to make it. That's why they're making this wall over here. Hala Ratzu, but suppose both didn't want to make a wall. They're living in this courtyard jointly. They each have a house opening to the courtyard, and they don't want to make a wall. But one does. So, Ein Mechayvin, so the one partner who wants the wall cannot force the second partner to, the second neighbor to make a wall. Alma, so we see from this, Hezek Re'iya Lav Shmei Hezek. That's the issue. Why can't we say why can't Reuven tell Shimon, look, we're both sharing this courtyard, and we do private things in our courtyard. We take naps, we do things that are private, and especially in those days, we'll see in the future weeks, they didn't have such big houses, so the courtyard was part of their living space. So it's not right that they should be seeing what the private things each other is doing in their courtyard. But that's not called a hezek. That's not called a damage. The fact that I don't want you seeing what I'm doing, that doesn't make me able to compel you to chip into a wall. I could build a wall on my own yard if I want, but then we should put it on joint property and joint payment for it. I can't force you to do it because hezek re'iyah l'ashmei hezek. All the mission is saying is if the partners agree to make a wall together, they both agree to make the wall, so then you make the wall according to the minhag of the Medina, whatever the normal material is, that's the type of wall you make. But that's what one lashon of the Gemara says. So the Gemara then says, what's the raya? Let's see a different shot. Eima, my mechitza, let's say, what's mechitza mean? Not the way we call mechitza a wall. Maybe mechitza means plukta. Mechitza means chatzi, it's half. Maybe it means that you had two partners here who had shared a courtyard, and now they decided to break the partnership, and each one decided that they both decided they want a house with their own private yard. They didn't want to have a joint courtyard anymore. They wanted to split up the property, so they'll each have their own house with a private yard. Maybe that's what the Mechitza says. And what would the Mishnah be saying then? It would say, if the partners wanted to make a division of the yard, so then you have to build a wall. Right? The Gemara would say, came in the Ratsu, once they agreed to make this division, Bonin and Sokol Zavar Karcho. Right? They just agreed to buy the property. Now, once Reuven has his own private chatzer, and Shimon has his own private chatzer, Reuven can now force Shimon to say, look, I don't like you looking at what I'm doing. I want you to chip in with me, and we should both share the construction of this wall. Alma, we see from this, hezek v'yashmei hezek, the damage that is caused by someone looking at what you're doing is considered a real damage, and therefore you have the right to demand the other former partner, your neighbor, to help build the wall. So this is the machlokis in the Gemara, between the first lashon, the first version of the Gemara, and the second version, in what pshat in the word mechitza is in the Mishnah. If the word mechitza means they decided to build a wall, that means you can't force them to build a wall. That's because hezek is not called a hezek. The damage that someone could cause you for preventing you to do whatever you would normally do in your backyard, you have a swimming pool, but now you can't because there's no wall there. So that's called a damage. That's not called a damage according to the first lashon. And the second lashon says no. Mechitza, they decided to make a mechitza. They decided to divide the partnership. Once they decide to divide the partnership, so now one can force the other to make the wall because that damage caused by someone looking at what you're doing is called a real damage, and therefore you have the right to demand him to build the wall with you. So that's the two ways of learning Gemara. It's a machlokas in the Gemara whether this hezek re'iyah, this damage caused by sight, is considered a real damage. And now the Gemara, this goes back and forth with different proofs. I have one here on the page on the handout, which is Nogea, what we want to talk about tonight. Tashema. Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah, part of the Mishnah that we saw, Chen Begina. Right? The Mishnah said the same thing is by a garden. If they want to, if they split up the garden, they one can force the other to build a wall. Chen Begina. The Mishnah said, Malkushinah, the Lindar Mechayin is in a place where they are accustomed to make a partition, where Mechayin to make a partition. That's what the Mishnah said. So that seems to be clearly saying, not that, well, if we both agree to make a wall, so we have to make it the size of the Minhag Medina, saying that in a garden, if it's a place where they have accustomed to make the wall, we force them. It doesn't say, well, they decide, they wrote, so they wanted to. Right, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. You see from here that hezek re'iyah, that the damage caused by someone looking at what you're doing, is called a real damage because one neighbor can force the other neighbor to share in the cost of building a wall in the garden. To answer for the Gemara, Gina Shiny Kirav Abba. Our garden is different than a courtyard because of what Rav Abba said. The Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, because Rav Abba said in the name of Rav Huna, who said in the name of Rav, Asur L'Adam Lamad V'Stei Chaveiro. It's Asur for us to stand in our friend's field. B'Shah Shehi Omed has become a cell when the field has a fully grown standing crop. Right, that's an Isur. It's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. We'll see that if we go to a field and we see it's filled with the corn growing, it's Asur to stand there. Why? Because we might give it an Ayin Hara. We might give it an Ayin Hara. And as Rashi says, Shalo Yazikenu Ba'ayin Ra, we shouldn't damage it with our Ayin Ra, with the evil eye. And that's why a garden is different than a regular case of Hezek Re'iyah. If we're talking about a courtyard, well, I'm just stopping you from doing your private affairs, that's not called a Hezek. Just be careful. I have a right to be in my yard, you have a right to be in your yard, and the fact that you can't do some of your private things that you would normally want to do, so that's life. You can't force me to build a wall to stop that. But if it's a garden where you're growing crops, you're growing your tomatoes, so there, I can force you to build a wall. Why? Because when my tomatoes start growing, you're going to look at them and say, oh, what beautiful tomatoes, and give the tomatoes an Ayin Hara. And once you give an Ayin Hara, that's called a real damage on my property. And that's why a garden, even if you hold Hezek Re'iyah, is not a Hezek, but that you should be able to give my vegetables an Ayin Hara, you can't do. And that's why I can force you to build a wall. This concept is elaborated on in Bava Metzia. It's the same. I don't have it on the handout, you'll just have to hear it. The Gemara says, V'heisar Hashem imchol kol choli. The Pasuk says that Hashem will remove from you all sickness. Amar Rav. Rav said, right, this is also quoting Rav in our Gemara. Rav said, Zu ayin. That's an eye. The damage that could cause from an eye. Rav Latimei. Rav goes according to his reasoning. The Rav Sadlag Lebei Kivri. Rav went to a cemetery. Avad Maido Avad. He did a certain thing to figure out the cause of death for the different people that were there. And Amar, and he said, Tishin V'tisha Ba'ayin Ra. 99% of these people die from an Ayin Hara. V'echad B'derech Eretz. And only one died from natural causes. Right, so that tells us the importance of Ayin Hara, and that's why tonight we'll talk about Ayin Hara outside of the normal dinim of Hezek Re'iyah. That's the machlokes that we'll talk about next week, and this week we'll talk what halachic ramifications are there of this din of Ayin Hara. We always hear about Ayin Haras. What is an Ayin Hara? What are the consequences of an Ayin Hara? The first thing we have to deal with, have the Ramban on the handout, is why is it that if we're still worried about Ayin Haras, why is there only an Ayin Hara on the garden, but on a valley there is no Ayin Hara? Especially since the whole halacha that Rav Abba said in the name of Huna, the name of Rav, was it's also to be by someone's kama, by his standing grain, by his cornfield when it's all growing. That's where you give an Ayin Hara on the cornfield that's already growing. So then, why can't I force you to build a wall, to share in the wall? We have our side-by-side fields out there in the country somewhere. Let's share in building the wall, because I don't want you giving Ayin Hara when the crops are growing. Why is it we're only worried about my tomatoes, but my corn out there in the field, that's no problem. The Ramban is the kasha. The Ramban says like this, Ko yimos hashana yesh zom zroim. When we're talking about a garden, gardens, if you know how to do it, there's things growing there all year. Every year there's the tomatoes and tomato season. You can plant different things in a garden all year round. Masha'enkei v'bikah, which is not the case of a field out there in the valley. Elisha v'ashasham has become us. It's only a certain time of year where there's crops growing. Whenever that season is, that's when there is. So I can't force you to build a wall for that one season of the year. To build it for the garden, which is constant things growing, there I could force you to chip in to help me build the wall to protect me from Ayin Hara, but not in a field. Another terrace, he says, Or what do you have in gardens? You have nice trees there, fruit trees, ve'hinachmadim, there. They look beautiful, Lamara, Nachmad and Lamara, like the Pasuk by the Eitz Hadas, Betavim Lamaichel, they're good to eat, Benafshel Shel Adam, Mizavilahin, Yosim, and Atzvuos. And if my neighbor sees my nice apple trees and pear trees growing, so that's going to give him, make him give an Ayin Hara. Oh, the guy has such wonderful pear trees, he'll have an Ayin Hara, but that he sees wheat growing, that's not going to be such an Ayin Hara. The Gemara still says it's usur for you to look there because you might give it an Ayin Hara, but me who has that grain field can't force you to live the next door to build a wall because the chances of Ayin Hara are less by a grain field than there are by a garden where the things look much nicer. Or like the first Eretz, it's more often. Now, if we just want, if you think this is Baba Maisis, the Shulchan Aruch paskens this in Simen Shinoi and Ches Sifhei, a filibri also, even in what you look at, im yesh bo hezek lechaveiro, if it'll cause damage to your friend, aser lehestakabo, it's aser for you to look at that. Lefichach aser leadam lamar asar lechaveiro, therefore it's prohibited for a person to stand on his friend's field, b'shah shemez v'kamoseha, at a time when the grain is growing. Mamashi pasim, Shulchan Aruch pasim like the Gemara, that you're not allowed to look at that field when it's growing, because you might give it an ayin hara. Now just parenthetically, you know, the whole year we've been talking about halachos and simen kufnun hey, kufnun vav. We'll see where hezek riyas and kufnun ches. We'll see later about the garden. Why is this halachos shinai and ches? It's just a little bit sharp in what we've been speaking about all year, that shinai and ches is talking about the laws of mazik, the laws of damaging people. That was what we spoke about in our first year of series of nezikin, damaging with adam mazik and animals damaging other people, that's physical damage. What we've been talking about all year, except for tonight, has been nizkei shcheinim. That's not talking where I damage you, your neighbors. We're talking about when people live together, like we always say over from the Chazon Ish and the Nesivos, that when people are living together, there's always going to be a conflict of interest. Can I build a tree? Well, that's going to hurt my roots. It's going to hurt my well, but, you know, but I need my tree. There's a conflict of interest. So there we have halachas, how to deal with this conflict of interest. That's nizkei shcheinim. Tonight we're talking about, don't look at someone because you're going to damage him. Just like you can't throw stones at his windshield on his car, you also can't look in a way that's going to give him an ayin hara and cause a loss to his property. That's hilkas nizikin. That's halachas of damage. Nizkei shcheinim, it's just how you live together. Also, someone, I forgot where I saw it, but all the halachas of nizkei shcheinim in the Rambam are in his Sefer Kinyan. Sefer Kinyan. He has a Sefer Acquisitions. So part of when you acquire a house or how you have to deal with your neighbors. That's what the topic has been all year. How we deal with our neighbors when we move into a house, what we can't make too many smells or what sounds we can make. Those are the laws of nizkei shcheinim. This halacha, the Rambam doesn't pass it, we'll see soon, but this halacha would be in Mishpatim, where the Rambam talks about damage. That's a whole different topic. So just to clarify, that what we've been talking about all year has been nizkei shcheinim, that's the way relationships between neighbors tonight, and that's what we'll talk about next week also, about hezek riyah is the relationship between neighbors. You know, we both live in, what right do I have to demand you to respect my privacy? What right do I have to be able to live normally without having to have an extra expense so you could have your private affairs over there? So that's going to be next week. But tonight we're talking about damage that causes that comes from an ayin hara. That's like a real damage that happens. How does that damage happen? The Chazon Ish I have printed out here, it says like this: B'shah shebnei adam mispailim amitzius mitzlachas. When people get astonished over some successful enterprise that a person did, that places that enterprise into danger. Because why? What Svara could be, I saw someone said, the Darki Mishpat says, this is what Chazon Ish means, like this: I'm astonished. Look at this great thing. So then, that could be Ma'or upstairs in Shemayim. In Shemayim they say, oh yeah, look at this. Did that person really deserve to have such a success? Everyone is so raving about the success of this person's field, and then maybe they start looking in Shemayim, did the person really deserve it? So that's how, if it causes sakana. Now, that we shouldn't go hyper about that, the Chazon Ish continues, Amikomakom hakol b'dei shamayim. The truth is, everything is b'dei shamayim. A person can't give you an ayin hara if there's no decree from Hashem that you should lose your property. I mean, a person can't take something away from you that you don't deserve to lose. What are we worried about an ayin hara? But suppose there is a gezeira that we should lose a certain amount of our possessions, chas v'sholem. So then, sometimes this gezeirah comes about, this decree is fulfilled through an eye of astonishment that a person has, and through that he loses his property. In other words, it's not all the time that just someone looks at you, you know, by those retorts, stop buying horrors. That's not necessary, because it's only if there's a gezeirah. If there's a gezeirah, so that we should lose our property, chas v'sholem, so then we might not necessarily lose it, because how are we going to lose it if, you know, everything's going normal? So Hashem waits for someone to give it an ayin hara, and when the person gives it the ayin hara, so that's when he could lose his property. But at any rate, this halach is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and explained by the Chazon Ish, and Nechtam Elio has pshat in ayin hara. Everyone explained what this inyan of ayin hara is. We'll maybe see a little bit more svara a little later on. Now, the problem is, the Rambam, when he talks about this halacha of the garden in Hilchos Shechinim, in Sefer Kinyan, he says, Chein begina, the halacha of a garden is like this, Kofeyu lahavdil gina semi ginas chaveru. One neighbor can force his other neighbor, who has a neighboring garden, to make a separation, v'mechitza gavoa asar tfachim, with a wall 10 tfachim high. Now, 10 tfachim is like 40 inches at most. It's not that tall. And if the whole reason why I can force my neighbor to make mechitza in a garden is that he shouldn't give me ayin hara, so how's the mechitza 10 tefachim going to help? That's not going to help anything. The only thing 10 tefachim does is that stops him from trespassing on my yard. You know, that he can say, oh, I didn't realize where I was. You know, if you walk over a 40 inch fence, you did it on purpose. But that's certainly not going to prevent someone from giving an ayin hara. So what happened to the Gemara? So the Ravid, the Ramban, they both ask on the Rambam, and they say the lashon of the Ravid is zeshibish gadol. This is a big mistake. El kotzal arba amos. You can force him to build a wall 4 amos high, 8 feet high, to prevent him from looking over at your garden. That's the way the Ravid paskins halacha, not like the Rambam. What do we do with the Rambam? So the Magen Mishnah says, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to stand over someone's field when it's growing. So the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam holds that's not a halacha. That's not a real halacha. That's just a midas chasidus. It's a midas chasidus. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, don't. It's also Rav says over there. It's quoted here also. But Rav says it's also to stand at someone's field when the grain is growing. That's just for you. You have a midas chasidus not to look when someone has that big success, because he might give him an ayin hara, but that he can force you to spend money to prevent him from looking at your garden, that you don't see anywhere. That Rav's not saying. What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara, we learned in Daf Beis on the Beis, clearly was saying that I can force him to build a wall because of the damage he's going to cause to an ayin hara. We said, if you hold this, no hezek re'iyah, why can I force you to build a wall? So Gemara said, that's because of ayin hara. So what do you do with that? What do you do with the Gemara? So here we have the Rambam himself answers the kasha. The Rambam wrote a tshuva, and the Gaon Oz brings it down. We can read the tshuva together. The Rambam says like this, v'chil shayni ben hezek re'iyah. Because the halachas we do pass in Hezegri is a Hezeg, we'll learn next week. I can't force you to build a wall if it's going to impact on my privacy. So the Rambam though asks, isn't there a difference between Hezegri Iyah, Shehu Hezegadol? That's a big damage. Vabe, Shira, and Chaver, Beishu, Omid, Beyoshev, that you should see me when I'm standing and sitting, go to Tzrochem, and doing my private affairs. So isn't there a difference between a Hezegri Iyah where you're actually impacting on my lifestyle, Ubein hezek re'iya, then with the damage that you caused for looking, sheyira kamas chaveir mishamein abisha, that when you look at my grain and call, give it a nayin hara, she'eila demi chasidah same. That's just a chasidah, she'lo ya'ayin ba'ayin hara. You shouldn't look with an ayin hara. What do you do with the Gemara? Ba'osu ha'shinoi, that answer in the Gemara, washinubi amu, the Gemara is just giving some an answer. Ve'ina leave it a hilchasa, but it's not a halachic answer. Even though the Gemara gave that answer, we don't have to accept it as halacha. That's the way the Rambam solves the problem of the Gemara. He says, first of all, there's a difference between hezekriya, where I'm actually impacting on the way you're going to live. You know, you can't go outside and take a nap if you know I'm looking at you when you're looking at me. And between the hezekriya, between ayin hara, which is just the midas chasidus, that you're not supposed to look at it. How can I force you to build a wall? Either Gemara says it. The Gemara didn't really mean it. The Gemara just saying an answer ba'alma, but it's not really a halacha l'maisa. Chazon Ish says if you approach Shas that way, so then there's not much left, because, and let's just read his words on that again. The Tema, the Lama Halima Machzime Hatam Meitano Etzahem. So why did the people that finished Shas, why did they hide from us the truth? Why didn't they tell us that even though we hold that hezekriya is a hezek, but by a garden there is no hezekriya? Not only is there no ayin hara, there's not even a hezekriya. If we have permission to say, well, it's just a shinui b'yam, it's just an answer, mizvara, using just logic below hechruch min haGemara without any proof from another Gemara or that Gemara, la nishar lo no gederes, that we have no longer any restrictions, we can just do whatever we want with Shas. So Chazon Ish does not agree with the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara. And what are we left with? We're left with the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nizkei Shechenim Simen Kuf Nun Ches of Gimel Paskins, Shiur HaGeder Begino Uvebika, the size of a fence that's in a garden or in a valley, Asara Tvachim, all it has to be is 10 Tvachim, like the Rambam said. V'yeshamim Arba Amas, some say it has to be 4 Amas, like the Ravid said, and the Ramban. So it's a machlokis, and the Shulchan Aruch means a machlokis, and most Farshay Shulchan Aruch, they say, when he says like this, the size of the fence is 10 Tvachim. Some say it's 4 Amas. It seems like he's siding with the Rambam, who says it's 10 Tvachim. He didn't say, some say this way, some say that way. He said, the Shir is 10 Tvachim. Some say you need 4 Amas. So it seems like Shulchan Aruch is paskening, like the Rambam, that when we're dealing with a garden, even though the Gemara seems to say that there certainly has a Gria, maybe even worse, there's Ayin Hara, but we don't really pasken that way. It was just trying to give an answer. And in truth, the only thing you have to do to separate between the gardens, put a mechitza 10 tefachim high to make sure that a person doesn't trespass on the other garden. We don't have to worry about hezek re'iya stopping private affairs, because garden there aren't any private affairs, but you don't even have to worry about ayin hara. The problem is, and I didn't see anyone ask it except this Dark Amish, but he has, but the Rambam, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins, I mean, the Rambam's okay, the Rambam doesn't, says that's midas chasidus, so he doesn't give any halacha that it's oster to look at a person's field. It's a midas chasidus, it's a good thing not to, it's like an agadita, but not that it's an iser. But the Shulchan Aruch in Shinai and Ches in Hilchos Nizikin paskin that it's oster to stand at the field. So how come over here he's passing by the garden, you can get away with a fence that's 10 tefachim, at least according to one lashon? Why? What happened to the problem of ayin hara? So I didn't see anyone answer that. So you have to say that for some reason here he's not worried about the ayin hara either. It's a different type of garden, or that there is no ayin hara. The only dealing with the nizkei shcheinim aspect of it. But at any rate, we have this machlokas rishonim on the extent of what an ayin hara is, on the extent of ayin hara. According to the Ramban, the Ravid, ayin hara is a real is a real thing. It's something that can really damage, as far as the Chazon Ish brings ma'or adin in Shemayim. It's a real damage, and therefore I can force you to build a wall to stop me, to stop you from giving me an ayin hara. And according to the Rambam, it's only minas chasidus. There's no halachic implications of it. It's a minas chasidus not to look at someone's success. It might cause damage, possibly. So that's the machlokas. So, based on this, there's the Darkei Mishpat goes further. He's the one that mainly speaks about this whole issue. He wants to extend this halacha to looking at a woman when she's pregnant. I guess talking for a woman to look at another woman when she's pregnant, right? Because that might be looking at a field when it's growing. Maybe that's also an ayin hara. So you know, the women look around to see if she's pregnant, she's not pregnant. So yeah, men Michal shouldn't be looking at women, but I'm saying a woman to look at the other women, to women, see if she's pregnant. That he wants to say could be totally in this machlokas. The Rambam and the other Rishonim, according to the Rambam, it's a midas chasidus not to. According to the other Rishonim, it could be that's a real issur of ayin hara. Another issue that he deals with, and this already Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld deals with, is taking someone's picture. Right? There's a superstition, or I'll say those words, maybe it's worse, that I don't want anyone to take my picture. If you take my picture and people look at it, it could give an ayin hara. Can I force you not to take my picture? So if it is a real ayin hara, he says that'll be the same achlok, because according to the Rambam, I can't prevent you from doing it because only midas chasidus, and if you don't want to do midas chasidus, I can't stop you. But if there's a real ayin hara involved, so then I, according to the other Rishonim, I can stop you. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, this Tzelach Chochma brings down from him, but it's in the Samas Chaim. He says a lesson like this: it is mentioned that al pi kabbalah, there's some type of ruach tuma that goes on a picture. So he says that's only on the picture, but the person who the picture was taken of doesn't get affected by it. So he paskins that you can't stop someone from taking the picture. There's a Shaila Nogeya Wright, we spoke about intellectual property. If I take a valuable picture, can I stop you from taking a picture of that and distributing it and making money off of it? So without getting involved with the whole thing of competition, how about this idea of taking a picture? So this Mishnah Zchus Hayotzer we spoke out a few years ago, he brings from Rabbi Yoshev a psak that stop a picture, you take a picture, that's I can't stop you from making money off my picture. But if I spent a lot of tircha, with a lot of effort taking that picture, and maybe even expense and tircha, so then it's like I own it. I own the rights to that picture because it came with such effort of mine. So then I can stop you from distributing that picture, making copies of it, and making other pictures. And what's the example? The example he says, like you want to take a picture of a gogol who doesn't want his picture taken, and you sneak it in, you know, like the stories with the stiplers. Someone wanted to take a picture of him, and all the film turned out blank at the end. So, but suppose someone got in and did take that picture, and so that Rabbi Yoshua says, then I can stop you from distributing the picture. But he concludes, Ulam mitzad hamuser ein roi letzama. Like someone doesn't want his picture taken. Now, pi muser, don't do something that he doesn't want, right? So once again, though, it seems that the consensus is there's no ayin hara involved with it, that we could get this halacha involved and say, look, I can force you because it's ayin hara, but, if I don't want it, so I have a little right of privacy and I'll meet out a musr, I can ask you to not do it. So, we've seen that there is this inyan of ayin hara, where a person can damage a person's property, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch Shinayin Ches, and it seems like most have shown him, other than Rambam, through looking at it in a way of astonishment, and not that you really are saying, oh, I hope that it all burns down. Just looking at it, astonishment can cause an ayin hara, and according to the Rambam, it's a midas chasidus, it's not a real hezek. So Shaila now becomes, according to those who shown him, we pass in Shinayin Ches that it's also to do, it's a real hezek. Suppose someone did it. Can you claim damages from it? If you could prove that everything was going well until you came and you looked at it and you gave an ayin hara, and then you did it again next year and you did it to that person, I see that you have an ayin hara, you're destroying everyone's fields by looking at them, can I force you to pay? Right, that's the shaila that the stipler deals with, a similar shaila, the stipler in Baba Kama, in Lama Tet, in the old stipler, Kilos Yaakov. He says, he has a shaila like this. Someone wrote a shaila that, there's halacha that when you take off, you cut your fingernails, you're not allowed to leave them laying around, because the Gemara says that if a fingernail's laying around, or toenail's laying around, and a pregnant woman walks by, she could cause a miscarriage. That's what the Gemara says. That's why there's a big zahirus when we cut our fingernails, to throw them away, and some people are mocked to burn them. They're different. Now they sell these nail clippers with guards so that they don't get on the floor. So that's a whole Arachayim topic. But that's halacha. So the stipler was reading some tshuva that someone wrote where someone left his fingernails laying around and a woman walked by and had a miscarriage. Can she charge the fingernail person damages to pay for the doctor bills for her miscarriage? And that was the shayla that was asked to this contemporary of the stipler. So he wanted to bring a raya from our Gemara. He said like this, Chagav Atmacha, think about it. The Inyan Ayin Hara. When we talk about Ayin Hara, Sheninsa Kama Pamim B'Shas, that we find many times throughout Shas, there's a different thing called Ayin Hara. V'chisala Adaitucha, we'll enter your mind, Shafila Imtira B'chush, if we see clearly, Shetekev Achara brought this Ayin Hara, immediately after the person gave that thing an Ayin Hara, Bo'al Hezik, the damage came, he looked at it and it burnt up. Atan is Chayev Mamen Avurta, I can't make him Chayev money for that. It just says, it's also to look at the field when it's growing. We don't see that if that if he stood there and damaged his chayv to pay, that's what this contemporary of the Stipler wrote. The Stipler writes back, Minolin, if I have on the handout now, Minolin said the emes patim l'shalim. How do you know that is that you are patim from paying? If it's because they just mentioned rak Aster la'adam la'amad, but just they said it's aster to stand there, but didn't say that and you're chai to pay. Zemishim de la'bar yazeka. That's because how are you ever going to prove that him looking at the field caused the crops to go bad? Mikami yer hazeka. Even if they get ruined, yeshal ha'chiyach bebiru shalei dehabata shalabo ha'azek. He can't prove that through his looking at it that caused the damage. But it could be true. The ila yazbar if it could be proven. Hizik, right, is looking at it caused the damage. To be chayiv in damage, kedin automamazik, like a person who is damaging.
Was it ever possible to prove?
So that's what he's saying. The svara. That's what he's saying. The svara. What's the difference if I damage someone by throwing a rock in his windshield, or I look in his windshield and break it? I suppose my eyes were strong that I could like burn holes in them. You know, like cartoons. I suppose I could like burn a hole in someone's windshield with my eyes, so I'd be called a mazik, I'd be called a damager, I'd have to pay for it. That's what the stipler says. Erech HaShulchan in Shinayin Ches deals with the same shayla. We're not always talking about Din Torah's prove it. Suppose I looked at someone's field and the next day there was a fire and the whole thing got burned up, and I'm wondering now, am I responsible to do anything? You know, suppose I did it. You know, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's also to damage someone with sight. And he's chayiv not in a bezdin, but b'dini shamayim, he paskins b'dini shamayim, person is chayiv. If he damaged someone by looking at his friend and causing damage. And then he brings the Gemara, Kachom HaChazar, also let him lamen al sedei chaveiro, b'shal shemez v'kam mosel. There is an issue to stand when the grain is at its full ripeness then. So he says that I can't force him to pay, maybe because who says he could prove it, but he's saying, v'dinei shamayim, if you know that, suppose you know you were jealous of it, and you say, oh, why did he have such a, it's not fair, you know, mine didn't grow in his group, and why did he get the raise, I didn't get the raise, and all of a sudden then he gets fired. Right, if you know that you caused an ayin hara to cause him a problem, so b'dinei shemayim, Chashulchan says your chayv, the stipler entertains the possibility that even chayv b'dinei adam is caught. If we knew that you were mazik, you would have to damage. So it seems something to deal with. So wrapping up what we learned tonight, one thing we'll get into hezek ra'iyah, more common issues in the future week. But just to get this out of the way, there is also an inyan called Ayin Hara, which isn't limited to neighbors, right? This goes beyond neighbors. We just brought it here because we had the Mishnah talked about gardens. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya that there is hezegria from a garden, to which Gemara said, no, by a garden it's worse because it's Ayin Hara. But so once we saw this, we see that even if I'm not a neighbor, I'm driving on the road and I see a beautiful field of grain, I shouldn't look at it in a way that's going to cause an ayin hara to it. Once again, ayin hara, that is the way the Chazon Ish explains it, that I should be astonished that a person's success, that could be ma'orer, a din in shemayim, that Hashem also looks up, you know, why does he really deserve such a success? Everyone sees that it's like a nace happened to him. Does he deserve such a nace that everyone else's feels went bad and his went good? Whatever the svar of an ayin hara is, there is something to reckon with. We saw, according to the Ramban and the Ravid, it's a real halacha. When it comes to a garden, you have to build a fence 4 amas high to make sure a person doesn't look at it. We saw by a field, you know, that even though there is ayin hara there, but you can't force someone to your neighboring field to build a fence there, because that doesn't come all the time, or grains aren't so exciting as apple tree or as real trees. But there is a real ayin hara that causes an obligation in halacha to build a fence, according to the Ramban and the Ravid, and one lashon in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says no, it's only midas chasidus not to cause an ayin hara. It doesn't involve any monetary requirement. I can't force you to build a fence because it's midas chasidus not to give me an ayin hara. I can't force you to stop giving me the ayin hara. So that seems to be machlokas, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. That will apply to these other cases where he wanted to say, looking at a pregnant woman, whether that could be an ayin hara. If taking a picture of someone would be an ayin hara, that would be the same achlokas. And if there was an ayin hara, chas v'shalom, whether there's a chiyuv to pay, it's going to be hard to ever prove it. But if deep down someone knows that he did cause an ayin hara on another person and caused them a financial loss, our chashulchan paskins, that he's chayv in ishamayim to replace that loss. Next week, Lee Nether will talk about the more common issues of people with common backyards. What can they force the neighbors to do? We'll talk in future weeks, building additions. Can you put a window facing the neighbor? That's what we'll be talking in the next couple of weeks.